There are lots of quotes about chocolate. I was looking through the internet and I came up with a few quotes. One of them is, "Money talks, but chocolate sings." Another quote was that, "Chocolate is nature's way of making up for Mondays," which I thought was quite nice. And "Strength is the capacity to break a chocolate bar into four pieces with your bare hands and then eat just one of the pieces." So I also thought that was quite a nice quote. Okay, so we're now going to start looking at the chocolate making process. And this, we start off with the cacao theobroma, or the theobroma cacao tree, or the cacao tree. So here we can see a cacao tree, and we see that cocoa grows in these pods, so that a number of sort of orange or yellow coloured pods growing on the tree in this tropical forest. And then if you start to cut open one of the pods, you can see that there are actually a number of beans within the pods, and they're surrounded by a white, fleshy outer coating. And within a single pod, there may be about 50 beans within just one of the pods. And of course, there's a number of pods growing on the tree. But at this stage, the beans will have none of the characteristics of chocolate. They won't have any flavor. They won't have a very dark color. They won't have any of the qualities that you associate with cocoa. And sometimes I wonder how cocoa was originally discovered, because the beans themselves don't taste of anything. And I have this picture in my mind, which is a pure imagination, that maybe there was a cacao tree growing close to some person cooking something on his fire. Maybe one of the pods fell off from the tree, fell into the fire, and he started smelling quite an attractive aroma and thought, let's look into this further. But that's just my imagination. Okay, so how do we actually manufacture cocoa from these pods? So first of all, we have to cut the pods from the trees. And when we cut open the pods, we see that each of the beans is surrounded by this white, fleshy pulp. And the first step is to try and separate the beans from this white, fleshy pulp that surrounds each bean. And so initially we transfer the beans with the adhering pulp to boxes, so we stack them up in boxes, and then they're left in the sun for a few days. And during storage for a few days, there are microorganisms within the fleshy outer part. And so the flesh around the beans starts to ferment. That means that the nature of the white fleshy substance changes because of the action of microorganisms. And during this process, the temperature rises because the process generates heat, and the temperature may reach about 45 to 50 degrees Celsius. So maybe the ambient temperature, maybe in these countries, maybe 30, 35 degrees Celsius. But there's a heating effect during this fermentation process. Occasionally, you need to mix air into the pile, so you may just stir them with a stick to allow air, the pods to be exposed to the air. And then during this process, the action of the microorganisms causes the white fleshy pulp to become liquid. So you can then separate the beans from the liquid that is surrounding them. And then you can place the beans in shallow trays just to dry in the sun. And at this stage, what we've done, we've separated the flesh from the beans. The beans still have no flavor, But then a very important process is the roasting process. So we roast the beans now, and we grind them to produce a powder, and that powder is known as cocoa powder.